Throughout the Gospels, there are only several times in which we have record of Jesus weeping, crying, showing that type of emotion. One of the times is, of course, when Jesus finds out about the death of his dear friend Lazarus, the brother of Martha and Mary. It expresses to us, it shows to us that Jesus was capable of experiencing human suffering, just like many of us are. And he wept, showed great sadness at the death of his friend Lazarus. One of the only other times we have it in Scripture where he cries is in today's Gospel. When he's nearing Jerusalem, about to give up his life for the salvation of the world. And he looks to the city of Jerusalem and it says that he weeps. And today's Gospel gives us two main reasons that he wept. The first came at the end. It says that he did not recognize the time of your visitation, that you did not recognize the time of your visitation, that the people of Israel had been waiting for a Messiah, had been waiting for the Christ, had been waiting for the Anointed One, and here he was, and they were rejecting him because they did not recognize that they were being visited by the Christ, by the Messiah, that he was for them, not against them. And they failed to recognize it. And because of their failure to recognize it, what does Jesus do? He weeps. He's saddened by it. But then it also says at the beginning of the Gospel that if this day you only knew what makes for peace, he weeps because they are unable to recognize the source of true and authentic peace. How true is that for us too? That we think all these other things will make us peaceful, that will allow us to experience peace in our hearts. But yet how many of us are still restless, looking for more? What we have to remember again and again and again, that true peace and joy is not based on external circumstances, never is. It's based on internal realities. Christ alone gives peace. Joy only comes from him. It comes from nowhere else. That no matter our circumstance, no matter how we suffer, we can experience peace and joy no matter what. So if we're wondering when is the day of our visitation, that day is today. That this is the day that the Lord wants us to rely on him. This is the day where he wants us to allow him to be the source of our true and authentic joy and peace. This is the time we're to be visited. This is the day. The saints recognize that. St. Elizabeth of Hungary, whose feast day we celebrate, recognized that. She knew that despite living in a very materialistic world as the daughter of a king, that her life was about service and serving the poor, and she did that. May we recognize the time of our visitation, and may we respond so that Jesus may not weep at our response, but that he may rejoice and say to each and every one of us, now and at the day of our salvation, well done, my good and faithful servant.